Amen. Please be seated.
Would you please turn to your Bible to John chapter 6. We have a long passage from the scripture today, so I think it's helpful if you were to read along in the Bible with me. I'm going to begin with verse 26. Jesus, remember, had just multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and a large crowd was following him. It goes to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and it says, up in 25, when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill on the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life. And I will raise them up on the last day." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Then the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life,
And I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. And whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. And going down to verse 66. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered, Did I not choose you, the 12, yet one of you is a devil? He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray him. This is the word of the Lord. Wow. It's a long passage, but full of meaning. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you would bless this meditation, this sermon. Help us, Lord, to focus on what you have to say to us today. We give you this time. We sacrifice this time and say, Lord, speak to us through these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, whew, that's a long reading, but potent. The crowd had been following Jesus ever since the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, remember? And it was a case of feed them and they shall come. Unfortunately, their faith only went as deep as their belly. What must we do to do the works of God? And Jesus answers, believe in the one he has sent. And they questioned him, they challenged him, they said, but give us a sign to believe in the one he has sent. God sent down from heaven the manna in the desert. And Jesus answered, my Father sends the true bread which gives life to this world. And the crowd say, hey, give us this bread always, sir. And then Jesus utters that showstopper. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And then he continued with his words, and the people started their grumbling, their complaining. Their questioning, their irritation. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? It's a hard saying. Who can accept it? And the crowd of would-be disciples leaves Jesus. You know, if only they had stayed to listen. If only they had hung around another 5 minutes, another 5 hours, another 5 days, another 5 months, they would have realized that they were taking Jesus too literally. What he meant by these words were, accept me. Take not more rules and laws. You have more than enough rules and laws already. Take me into your heart. It's amazing how many times the people missed the spiritual message of what Jesus was talking about. Remember, Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. And they all thought, how can he possibly destroy a temple ability? It took 40 years for Herod to build it. Ridiculous. But he didn't mean the physical temple. He meant, of course, his body. Destroy this body. He meant bring this body to the cross. He was prophesying. and in 3 days I'll be raised again. And again, when he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus, an old man, said, what are you talking about, Jesus? Born again? How am I supposed to go a second time into my mother's womb and get born? It's impossible. They were thinking literally. And Jesus says very clearly, my words are spirit and life. You see, we have a soul. I have a soul. I have a spirit. You have a soul. You have a spirit that needs spiritual food. Amen? Where are you going to get spiritual food? You're going to get it from the movies? From Hollywood? I don't think so. Jesus' words point always to himself. They are the means of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit uses to bring spiritual life to each one of us as an individual. The crowd left Jesus. And Jesus was left with his 12. 5,000 were in the crowd, remember, who had eaten the bread and the fishes? Now he's down to 12. And finally, he just turns to one. One man. 5,000 to one. And he says, Peter, you don't want to leave me too, do you? And Peter says, where else can we go? As I hear that, where else can we go? I get the feeling that Peter has probably been thinking about alternatives to Jesus during his time being with Jesus. The else's that he might go to and do. It's as if he's saying, where else can I go? He's saying, I don't want to lie. We thought about it. About leaving Jesus. You're not always easy to live with, Jesus. You don't treat important people that we think are important as being important. You go to the temple, you throw out all those people from the temple, and frankly, it's a little embarrassing. You know? You talk in these sayings and parables that we don't always understand. We don't even understand what you just said. You're always putting us in situations where we're challenged to grow. You're not always easy to live with, Jesus. But Jesus, where else are we going to go? For spiritual nurture and direction. Where else? You know, faith is hard sometimes. Who of us here in this church, this sanctuary today, doesn't sometimes struggle with your faith? Have your doubts. Ask unanswered questions of God. Why? Why do you allow this? Why did this happen? How can such a thing be? We all have our struggles as we struggle with temptation, as we struggle with difficult circumstances. But I'm saying to you, as I'm always preaching to myself as well, hang in there with Jesus as you're going through that difficult moment. Hang in there another 5 minutes. Give another 5 hours. Give it another 5 months and see where things wind up then. Give him the rest of your life. Where else can we really go? What's the alternative? Yes, Peter says, who else is there?
You are the Holy One of God. We believe it. It's something we believe in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, that Jesus is somebody ultimately whom we can trust. That was my conversion moment many years ago when I say, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust you with my life. If you want your faith to grow, this is the last point. If you want your faith to grow and get stronger, there's something I'm going to ask you to do. You've got to confess, you have to admit, you have to share your trust openly. If you want your faith to last, you have to be and make the sacrifice, because it is a sacrifice, to openly talk about it. Share it in some way. If you want your faith to grow stronger, share your faith with somebody else. So if there's a place where they don't, in your life, I don't know all the different circles you go around with, but if there's a place somewhere in your life where the people don't know you're a believer, and frankly, you'd like to keep it a secret, don't be like Peter, who denied Jesus in the courtyard to the young servant girl. Speak openly of your faith. I don't mean hit people over the head with your Bible. That doesn't work. Nothing turns people off like an overly aggressive, zealous person. But start somewhere. Huh? Find some way to let somebody else know that your faith is important to you. I'm going to say that again, because this is an assignment. This week, find somebody, pray about it, find someone with whom you can share the fact that your faith is important to you. Find someone. Maybe it will be a challenging person who doesn't believe. But find someone with whom you could share. Your faith really means something to you. I think that's a good start. I hope that someday I can say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. In the end, I want to be able to say, I'm still standing with you, Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful thought? At the end of life, to say, I'm still standing with you, Jesus. It's been a battle. I've been beaten up. I feel some bruises. I've had my falling downs. But Jesus, I'm still with you. Amen? Or I've run the race. I've run the marathon. It doesn't matter whether you came in first or you came in last. I've finished the race that God had for me. I've done it. I kept the faith as a valued treasure in my life, and I used it for His glory. Thank God I have a faith that lasts. Let's pray.
Lord God, there's so much in this world that will knock our faith around. There's so much in this world which will try to seduce us from believing in you to some other kind of a theory. But Jesus, you're the only one. You are, just like Peter said, the Holy One of God. I believe that. I believe that, Lord. And I want to be in communion with you, Jesus. I want to stand with you. If you call yourself bread, then you're bread. The bread of life. I want to eat this bread. I want to take you into my life, into my heart, into my thinking, into my choosing, into my will, into my actions. I want to let Jesus be present in my life, active, guiding, directing. I want to trust and obey. And Lord, I pray that I can share this faith of mine, this faith in you, Jesus, with somebody else this week. Don't let the sermon stop here. Let it keep going in my mind. Let me take an action step. Let me share that my faith is important to me with one other person. Let me, on the last day of my life, still be standing next to Jesus. And I know by the promise of the Lord, that He shall raise me up and I shall have eternal life. Lord Jesus, give us this bread. Give us a faith that lasts. Amen.